We know most of us are trying to lose a little weight, anything, something, and sometimes it can be harder to do, with reports saying that those who are in the obese category may even reach 80% of the population by 2025, which is not that far away. It can be a tricky thing to look after, and particularly if you're looking to get some surgery to reduce your overall size. And to talk with us about the state of bariatric surgery in Australia at the moment is from the Baker Institute, Professor John Dixon. Good morning, John. What is the state of obesity surgery at the moment as we talk this morning?
Good morning. Well, it's a state of, two different levels. There is an access to bariatric metabolic surgery, that is obesity surgery, in our private hospital system, but very, very poor access to the public sector. For people who need surgery, it's really life-saving. It changes their life. It treats their obesity-related complications. Their quality of life improves, and they become, they work better. They become more productive. So it's a win-win-win to actually treat people who have severe obesity with bariatric metabolic surgery, if that's a pathway they want to go down.
John, we know that if people remain in that obese category, and as time goes on, that opens up a whole lot of doors for other health problems, which will continue to burden the health system cost-wise. Why do you think that we're not taking this as seriously as we should, so that we can, in a way, be a bit preventative?
You're right. The deaths occur due to cancer, due to heart disease, and due to diabetes, and they're very costly. And the reason why we're being very slow is our general community and even healthcare approach to a problem of severe obesity. The assumption is that if you just get your diet right and you exercise regularly, you'll be okay. And anyone who's very big, anyone who's tried to lose weight, knows that just doesn't work. It produces modest weight loss, and for those that need to lose 10, 20, 30% of their body weight to become healthy, they're going to struggle, and most of them will never achieve more than a few kilograms of weight loss. So we must use tools beyond that of lifestyle, and we need to think about surgery as our most powerful tool for those who are most inflicted by this terrible disease.
John, do you think there might be a bit of an underlying recurring theme there, that the thought might be, you know what, you're just lazy, you just eat too much, if you took better care of yourself, you wouldn't be there in the first place? Is there maybe just a little bit of that in the background, do you think?
There's more than a little bit of that in the background. It's common belief, and of course the common belief is wrong. The tendency to become obese is really primed from your parents. It's a genetic priming, and also a metabolic, a programming that occurs in the when the fetus is in utero and during the first few years of life. And people can't really change their weight trajectory very much at all. If they're going to be big, they're going to be big, particularly in the environment that we've been put in today. You put an organism in the right environment for exceptional growth, and then we stand back and say, why have they grown exceptionally? It's not their fault. We've got to reduce the fault, and we've got to get on and treat the disease and prevent the disease.
John, as time goes on, because we're hearing reports that 80% of us may be affected by obesity by around 2025, which is really just around the corner, and a lot of people are dipping into the superannuation even to try and come up with the funds necessary to go the surgery on their own. If we stay in this state of helplessness for these folks, what implications long-term can you see for our society?
These people are suffering. They're not as productive as they could be in our society. They actually generate enormous health costs and other costs. So the burden of this disease and this epidemic is very much taken by the person, their healthcare systems, and of course, a nation's productivity. We need to address this epidemic very urgently. We need to address proper treatment of those with obesity and complications urgently, and we need to go beyond lifestyle. We need to understand that we have to have access to effective drugs, effective devices, effective surgery, so we can treat this like any other shocking disease that's part of an extraordinary epidemic.
John, I guess if we think of how stress and depression were thought of years ago, and there has been a little bit of a shift there. Maybe, fingers crossed, we can get a shift in obesity and obesity surgery. But keeping the good work, and thank you for your time with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
From the Baker Institute, it is Professor John Dixon talking with us, sadly, about the state of obesity surgery here in Australia. 2NURFM 103.7.